Federal investigators are looking into the death of a foreign worker at a blueberry farm in northern Washington and complaints from more than 70 Mexican workers who say they were fired after voicing concerns. As KUOW's Liz Jones reports, the incident has sparked questions about a federal program used to bring these temporary workers from Mexico to Washington state.
They walk along a dusty country road. Dozens of Mexican workers up front, neighbors and concerned citizens after. Fields of ripe blueberries stretch for miles. This is a protest march to Sarbanon Farms in Sumas, a town east of Bellingham, just shy of the Canadian border. One of the workers, Miguel Angel Ramirez Salazar, says he loves to work the fields here to help his family back home. Ramirez is one of more than 500 workers Sarbanon has brought here from Mexico for the berry harvest. He's since been fired, along with dozens more. Ramirez ticks off the states where he's worked.
Carolina, Virginia.
He's come here 15 years on the federal H-2A visa program. It allows employers to bring in foreign agricultural workers if there's a seasonal labor shortage. The employer provides housing, transportation across the border, and a fixed wage. It's a blessing to be able to cross the border legally without breaking the laws, he says. That makes us proud. This is Ramirez's third summer at Sarbanon. He's seen problems before, but we were quiet, he says. We never wanted to talk out of fear. Then, this year, as a fellow worker became seriously ill, Ramirez says the men became concerned about his medical care. They called for a work stoppage to demand answers and to push for better food, cold water in the fields, and other safety measures. On their pink slips, Sarbanon checked the box for insubordination. We reach the farm. Two security guards stand at the gate. Joe Morrison, an attorney for the fired workers, asks for a manager. No dice.
Could you please tell them that the workers are in desperate circumstances, that they'd like to get paid the money that they're owed from their checks, that they'd like to know about whether they're going to get paid if they decide to go back to Mexico, whether they're going to get paid for their transportation back to Mexico?
Morrison then walks past the gate into the manager's office. Eventually, a manager says he'll call Morrison later. Until then, the workers are stranded, without jobs and no money to get home. Two miles back down the dusty road, a neighbor has opened up his property to the fired workers. Volunteers have turned out to help and donated food, tents, a generator, and supplies.
Yesterday I came with my sisters, and then we just saw the need.
Volunteer Mona Galindo chops a watermelon and hands it out to the sweaty marchers. The temperature's in the 80s and smoky from nearby wildfires. Galindo and her sisters plan to keep helping with meals and donations here as long as needed.
Okay, they go right over there on that side.
A volunteer drops off a cooler of ice. Another brings in bags of shampoo, deodorant, and socks. Today's march was personal for Galindo, too.
And I wanted a sign today, but I didn't get to make it in memory of my mom and dad because they were migrant workers, and they never got to see justice.
Washington is one of the top five states that uses the H-2A program, with nearly 14,000 workers brought in last year. But it's a system that sparked controversy and lawsuits. Rosalinda Guillon is a longtime farm worker advocate in Whatcom County and firmly against the guest worker program.
The problem has always been that farm workers are afraid to complain.
Guillon says the program sets the stage for worker abuse and exploitation.
They can't strike. They can't form a union. They have nobody to complain. They have no family, no community connections, no way to exert what little rights they have in the H-2A program.
Dan Fazio is with the Washington Farm Labor Association, which helps many Northwest growers bring in guest workers. He says the program includes stringent worker protections.
Certainly more regulations than just about any other industry that I can think of compared to retail or restaurants or anything like that. We have stringent levels of regulation.
And Fazio says employers are held accountable.
You know, especially here in Washington, there are several agencies who will investigate and take action, you know, if the regulations were violated.
At Sarbanon Farms, various state and federal agencies are now investigating. They'll review health and safety standards, how employees are treated, and possible workplace factors around this recent death. At the encampment, two Catholic priests have arrived for an unconventional mass. Families from nearby towns join the workers on the lawn.
Orando en particular por Honesto Silva Ibarra.
This mass is to honor Honesto Silva Ibarra, the worker who died a few days ago. The cause of death is still unconfirmed, but a representative of Sarbanon Farms says it was a heart attack and unrelated to work conditions. For Miguel Angel Ramirez, the longtime H-2A worker, this loss hits home. His cross-border career has also come with deep sacrifices. For my four children, he says, to see their first steps as they learn to walk, to pick them up when they fall, to be together for a birthday, a new dawn, a chance to give thanks to God as a family. But to die here, like his fellow co-worker, that's his worst fear. In Sumas, I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.